That'll give us.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, talking about airport security and airline security with Mitch Garvis. On his way back from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, he happened to fly into Washington with a very interesting story about security aboard the airplane.
Something I have to tell you, Willem. Pilot announced 35 minutes out of Washington that this was our last opportunity to go to the washroom, and I didn't understand why. But 5 minutes later, they said it is now FAA regulations that if you are within a 30-minute radius of Washington, D.C., no passenger is allowed to stand up in the airplane. If they do, the airplane will immediately be diverted to another airport where the said passenger will be arrested on the spot. Now, this is, of course, a security measure, which was very interesting and new to me.
This is something that we talked about with Rodney Stitch at some point, Stephen, the diversion of airplanes from security areas. And you said while you were driving through Washington, D.C., that the security around the Pentagon was rather heavy.
Well, heavy would be a few armed guards here and there. They had Humvees with light machine guns mounted on the back, pointed at anyone who might even think about going there without authorization. The security is tight. This is something that's new because Washington had never been attacked in this way before.
And, of course, the USA is at war right now with terrorism. So
that's right. And I was in 5 or 6 airport terminals while I was on my way back, and every one of them had an armed soldier with a locked and loaded M16 assault rifle.
That's an incredible story for airports. So they've really beefed it up. Any traveler who is worried about airport security should bear that in mind. They've really tightened it up. Take an airplane now. It's a good time to do it. I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Off. Giving peace of mind will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Off. Your premier community bank. 100
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. As airline service has deteriorated over the past year, many consumers have chosen to take to the internet to vent their frustrations. One of the most looked at sites is northwestair.org, looking at the travails of Northwest Airlines. Speaking today with Ronald Riley, whose site it is. What started you off on the northwestair.org site?
Primarily the company's attitude. I mean, in addition to poor service. We all hear about how government is so unresponsive. Well, Northwest Air has an attitude that puts any federal agency I've ever dealt with puts them in a good light. It's just truly amazing.
Can you give us a for instance?
Well, there seems to be a pattern of ignoring customer complaints and hoping the customer will go away. In particular, where it involves compensation. I think it's designed to get people to give up so that they can simply, whatever mistakes they make comes at the expense of their client.
Many times the customer relations office will send an answer back saying, send it to your lawyer and hope you'll never pursue it any further.
I've never actually had one of them tell me to send it to a lawyer, but yeah, there appears to be a pretty clear pattern of stonewalling. I have never, and I'm an ex-upper manager out of a subsidiary of Sun Oil. I've owned multiple companies myself. I have never seen another commercial enterprise that operates with such indifference.
And that airline is Northwest Airlines. The website, www.northwestair.org. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.